Yakel Pikudei, this week's Parshas VaYakel, but the Parsha of Lonin Common is really the culmination of the first ever successful Jewish fundraising campaign. And they have built a place of Hashoras HaShechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his huge being and kaviyochols mitzamtzim it into a structure, into a physical structure created by man that was given with endivus halev, was given with generosity, it was given with love, it's given with passion like we discussed in previous weeks. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all this in a way that was to show us for the rest of generations how actually one should conduct ourselves. It wasn't just done for a Mishkan that's supposed to last for a very, very short period of time. Klal Yisrael, according to the master plan, should have had the Mishkan for a very short time, gone into Eretz Yisrael and built the Beis Hamikdash straight away. The Mishkan was not supposed to last that long. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the whole process of the Mishkan to give us lessons for life, exactly how we should conduct ourselves and how we should take on the mission that we're supposed to take on in our own personal lives. We have to understand that the Mishkan, if we work through the parashas, and I'm sure you have with the Rashis and the various different ways of the creations of the Mishkan, it was done with extreme technical detail. The way the proiches was done, the way the Bigta Kahuna was made, the way the Mishkan was created, it wasn't done a slapdash, you know, went to IKEA and put together a Mishkan. You're dealing here with a very, very finely crafted gold and silver and copper, and it was done with an enormous amount of skill. And it had on one side the proiches was a eagle, and the other side was a lion that was done and together. And so, enormous amount of detail, which was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And where did these people learn this from? Where did they get these ideas from? How did they know how to do this? Did they have a training school in Mitzrayim? Where did they get this from? And who ran the project? Who ran it? Was Bezalel, a 13-year-old kid. A 13-year-old kid ran this project. Can you imagine? I mean, you've got some very talented kids. Imagine Yaki. Yeah? Great kid, right? He's a great, he really is. He has my vote for being the best Gab of the year. But imagine him with, in a generation of Moshe Benos and Aarons and Dor Dale, and he is running the campaign of building a Mishkan. Takes some doing, you know? I can see him doing it. Yeah? But it takes some doing. It takes some incredible ability to be able not just to build a physical creation, to build, Chazal bring down Alpi Zoya Kodesh, that he was able to put and embroider the Shem Hashem, all the different levels of creation of the Tzira and everything else. How was he able to do that? Where did he get this knowledge from? Sorry? But how? It's a human being. Why does Hashem just bring it down? So listen to this, Rabbi Yisrael. This is a Meir Digger Limud in life. In Perik Lamed Vav, the Pasuk says, Pasuk Aleph, V'osu B'tzalav O'aliyah V'chol Ish Chacham Lev, all the people that had a wisdom of heart, Asher Nosan Hashem Chochma Svunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Chochma, knowledge and understanding, Ladas lasis is called Malechus Avedus Hakodesh V'Cholat Shetzivah Hashem. To know what to do, whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded. To the next pasuk, VaYikra Moshe El Btzalav El Eliyav El Kol Ish Chacham Neiv. He called all the Chacham Neiv. Asher Nosan Hashem Chochma B'Liboy, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Chochma in the heart. Kol Asher Nesor Liboy, anyone who carried the Nesor Liboy, carried their heart. Lekorvo and the Malacha lasis oisa, to come close to the Malacha to do it. Now it doesn't say in the pasuk, Hashem gave Chochma b'liboy, kol ish chacham leiv, all the wise people. Ashenasan Hashem Chochma b'liboy, that Hashem gave wisdom to. And doesn't say and v'kol ashenasan liboy lekorvo Malacha, and those people who wanted to volunteer. No, the pasuk says, who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give wisdom to? Kol ish chacham leiv, the people who are wise. Were kol asher nesor liboy, those people who wanted to do it, those people who had the initiative and the rotzin to get involved, they were the ones who were chacham leiv. Those are the ones that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave chachma to. So one imagines that the Mishkan is done by brilliant creative people, that people who had the skills, people who were knowledgeable in crafting and in embroidering and in building, those were the people who stepped forward. So the pasuk, absolutely not. Who stepped forward? The people who were chacham lev, who were wise. Who were these people who were wise? Kol Hashem Nassol, those people who wanted to get involved. Those were the people who got involved, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the tools that they needed in order to fulfill this. In other words, when Avodas Hashem, it's not about, am I the fitting person to get involved in this, and therefore, you know, should I do this? If you have the passion, if you have the rotzen, if you have what it takes to be Nasoi Liboy, to come closer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the tools to run with it and give you the amazing ability that beyond what you think is even possible to be able to do, way beyond what you are actually had before you wanted to get involved. It's a process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you that Rabbi Noach Weinberg used to say, Zecher Tzadik Livracha used to say, that the greatest person he believes in a previous generation was a person who never wore a kippah, never went to yeshiva. Sora Shnira. Exactly. Sora Shnira. Sora Shnira was a seamstress, a Hasidish woman in Krakow, right? And she wanted to make a revolution, and she did. And she went to the different Rebbe, then to the Belzer Rebbe, and then she went to Rebbe Rosenheim, and she brought over my great aunt, Rebbe Zum Grunfeld, Dr. Grunfeld, who had a Bachelor of Education, and she brought her into the school, and she started a school in Krakow. And she made the greatest impact ever. Who was she? If you put her on the thing and put her in a room of Etzes Kedeli Yisrael, you know, she behind it all, she's a seamstress. But she had the soul liba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her the siyata d'shmaya to step forward and to make the biggest revolution in the Jewish world. That's in the soul liba. And therefore, initiative and the rotzen gives you the knowledge. The knowledge is not the prerequisite that is required in order to be able to fulfill Avodas Hashem. Rav Noach used to say, give me 10 angry men and it will change the world. Angry men mean people with passion, and there's no stopping them. Rav Noach knew what he was talking about. Rav Noach was one of those angry men. Now, so we have people who had enormous passion, enormous initiative to get involved. On the other hand, what we do find is a very interesting thing in a big business. Yeah, you get people who are the leaders. Yeah, the people who have the initiative, the people who are lead. Those people who lead find it very, very difficult to follow orders. These people who have the initiative and the creative and are out of the box and they're going to lead, for them to listen to what other people are telling them and follow instructions, those people find it very difficult. On the other hand, those people who are followers find it very hard to be leaders and to have their own initiative. The godless of Klal Yisrael in the Binyan HaMishkan was they had the Nesor Liboy, those people who really wanted to do what they had to do, and they became Chachomim. On the other hand, we have an enormous amount of humility and godless that they followed instructions. And they completely went against what they believed was important to all the Avodas Hashem. If you look in Parshas Pekudei, it says 18 times, it says, Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. 18 times it says, he did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. He did as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. Every word in the Torah is written with golden ink. Why say again and again and again, Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe? What's the idea behind that? The Medrash says that they brought the Choch V'Nezem, they brought the Nezomim, they brought the nose rings. Says the Medrash, they brought the nose rings as a kapara for the nose rings that they brought for the eagle. So it sounds like, you know, very nice, nose rings, I mean, what's the idea behind that? Klal Yisrael are very, very difficult people to control. You know, the famous, I think it was Truman with Golda Meir, and what was the story there, Truman's, Truman said to Golda Meir, it's not easy being a president over 30 million people. And she said, it's more difficult to be a prime minister over 2 million prime ministers. Right? The Jews are extremely, the Amkishe Eref, they're a tough nation. Very, very difficult to control. They have initiative. It's amazing. It absolutely is amazing. I don't have to tell you. But you go to America, all the big companies were created, better or for worse, were created by initiative of Jews who came with nothing, penniless Jews who came to America. And they took over America. They came to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? How old is Israel? Enormous initiative that's taken a country, a dusty little desert country, and built it into the most beautiful, amazing, high-tech, architecturally advanced country. It's initiative. Get these people and make Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, make them behave. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, that's very, very difficult. You know, there's a famous video clip of Sharansky. Natan Sharansky was the classic prisoner of Zion who defied the Russians, And when they had this famous release, they told them to cross the bridge. Yeah, have you seen this? Yeah, told them to walk straight across the bridge to go into the American hands to get taken there. He walked zigzag. And he walked zigzag. He's not going to tell him what to do. He was so programmed to, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to be my own man. That even walking to walk straight. No, I'm going to walk zigzag. Yeah? That is a koyach of a person who has initiative and also gives them oomph. That's what made them great. Those were the people who were nesor liboy. On the other hand, it was those nizamin that they used for the initiative of building, putting the eagle together, whatever craziness that was, that was amazing initiative. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, rein that in, and completely control yourself, and give the nizamin only kashet tziva Hashem es Moshe. Listen, absolutely, kashet tziva Hashem es Moshe, kashet tziva Hashem es Moshe, 18 times, do everything to the letter of the law. Don't add, don't take off, don't change, don't adapt, do everything exactly, do not put anything else in this. Kashet tziva Hashem es Moshe. Because the koyach of a great person is an ability to lead and to be initiative, but sometimes he knows when to step back and to be completely an honor, completely modest and willing to accept what the right thing is to do. You know, the reason why, you know, I tried this on my kids. You know, I gave my 3-year-old a pacifier, a dummy, yeah, to put in his mouth. He refused to put it in his mouth. Why? Because if he puts a pacifier in his mouth, then somebody may presume him to be a baby, right? And he doesn't want to be a baby. I told my 7-year-old to put it in his mouth. No problem, he puts it in his mouth because nobody's going to accuse him of being something he isn't, right? He has no problem. The problem of people who have to show that they are able to be in control of people with lower self-esteem. A person who has real self-esteem is able to be an on-off. Yeah, it's much more difficult to be an on-off to somebody who is more similar to you than a God Lador. Anyone can be an on-off to a God Lador, but to be an on-off who is somebody similar to you, that other person you're being an on-off to may think that you think that he's greater, and I'm not willing to do that. Right? Kashet Tziva Hashem's Moshe 18 times teaches us that a person who is really alive, a person who is really in control, a person who is really a Shoyle Tal Yitzray, is able to take instructions absolutely and not deviate and not have to show any control whatsoever. So on one hand, Klal Yisrael had this enormous initiative. On the other hand, they completely were subjugated to Ratzon Hashem Kashet Tziva Hashem's Moshe. That is absolute godless. That is able to lead and able to take instruction. But there's a very, very, very important tonight to this. And that is, and you read more and more. You read more and more and you see, each one, I'm sure every one of you have been involved in some kind of communal job or communal responsibility or with the macro or the micro. My father always says to me, never ever expect a thank you. Moshe Rabbeinu had Memtes Sharibino. 40, Memtes Sharibino. And what did he say? Oid ma'at uskuduni. The Sundan has stoned me. He said, nobody is great as Moshe Rabbeinu in his das. Anything you do, don't expect a shkoyach. Don't expect a thank you. If you don't get a sock in the jaw, which is a good English expression, be very grateful. Yeah? So, very often, a person is moisa nefesh. A person puts a kichas into something. Not only do they not get a thank you, they do get a sock in the jaw. And they step back and they say, what's it all about? Why? What for? What for? Here I am, I'm willing to lead, I'm willing to take the initiative, I'm willing to stick my neck out. And what do? I get a patch. What for? What do I need this all for? So the Pasuk says a very, very important Pasuk. In Perik Lamud, Hey Pasuk Lamud. Vayoyimeh Moshel B'nei Yisrael. Moshel B'nei Yisrael. Re'u, see. Have a look. Korah Hashem b'shem Betzalel ben Uri ben Chor l'mati Yehuda. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Betzalel ben Uri ben Chor l'mati Yehuda. That he called him out. Betzalel ben Uri ben Chor l'mati Yehuda. So what's Re'u? This is a command. This is Tzivui Hashem. Have a look. Take notice. Pay attention. What's a Re'u? So the voice as follows. Chor stuck his neck out. The time of the Egel, everyone was carried away with this crazy idea of the Egel, the Shem Shemaim, and Chor stood up and said, Rabbeisai, stop, you're crazy. This is Shittuf, this is Avodah Zarah. And what did they do to him? They lynched him. They killed him. And people can see a Mesiris Nefesh. People can see Mesiris Nefesh. What a Chil Hashem. What a terrible thing. A person stands up for Vodas Hashem, stands up for Kiddush Shem Shemayim, and look what happens to him. You know what? What's it worth? Why is it all worthwhile? It says a Pasuk, Re'u, have a look. Have a look. See Rabbi Yisai. Learn this for life. That any Mesiris Nefesh you put into a communal event, anything you do for the sake of Kiddush Shem Shemayim, never ever gets lost. Re'u b'tzalel ben Uri ben Chor le'matiu, the look of b'tzalel, the grandchild of Chor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the das to make up for all the people. Here he is, completely surrounded by Dor Deo, surrounded by great Tamid HaChachomim, by huge, huge people, by Nesiim. Nothing. None of these people led. It was a Mesiris Nefesh of Chor that went down into the genes, into the blood, that gave B'tzalel Siyat Dishmai as a 13-year-old kid to lead a project of a world historical event. Because Mesiris Nefesh never ever gets lost. There's an amazing story. There's a very wonderful, wonderful, wonderful organization called Arachim. And Arachim is involved in world-class Kirov around the Eretz Yisrael, around the world. The discovery lectures that is well known in Eshet Torah was put together by Dr. Sabrenik, who's one of the heads of Arachim. But today Arachim is run by somebody called Vallis. Vallis. Mr. Vallis. He is a world director of Arachim. Rabbi Vallis. Mr. Vallis, I don't know. But he is a director of Arachim today. And this Mr. Vallis said the following story. And I think it fits perfectly into this Ru'u. He said he was a secular Israeli that would stop off on Friday. He was a professional, I don't know what sphere, but he was a professional, and he would stop off every Friday outside a store in Tel Aviv called the White Elephant. The White Elephant was a store that sold chaza. They sold chaza, they sold pork. And near the shuk there, the old shuk in Tel Aviv, he'd stop there on a Friday and he'd buy his chaza. One time, he was standing in line, it was a hot, sweaty Friday afternoon, Shabbos already come in, and he's standing there in line behind a whole group of people all waiting for to have the chaza, you know, for some people have the challah, some people have the chaza, the havdol, and they're all waiting there, and he's waiting there, and tension gets high, and then people start yelling at each other, and slicha is here before you, and mapitom, and you know the general, you know. Anyway, the kids, he's standing there, and suddenly thinks to himself, what am I doing? I'm crazy. I'm standing up here, waiting in line, in Tel Aviv, in the boiling heat, arguing with, you know, not the most pleasant people, over a piece of chaza. I'm crazy. Why am I doing all this? You know what? Forget it. I'm not doing this. And he went back home. And he went back home, and he started to look into his Yiddishkeit. And he started looking into his past. And it was apparent. He found out that his grandfather was killed in the Holocaust. How was he killed? It was a few days before liberation. A couple of days before liberation. And the Nazis had the last chance to humiliate and to make a Chil Hashem and to take a Jew and to show everybody how in control they are. And they put a gun and they took this Mr. Vallis, the grandfather, and they said to him, I want you to eat this piece of chaza. They were starving. They were starving. Potato peels was a luxury. Bread was something, was a commodity. They were thinking about food the whole time. And they had this delicious dish of chaza that they cooked up with butter. And they put it on a silver dish in front of him. And the smell was unbelievable. And they said, I want you to eat this chaza. In front of everybody. And he said, I'm not going to. He said, it's a chiv of Chil Hashem. And it's kedashim b'toich b'nei Yisrael. And I'm not going to eat it. And he said, if you don't eat it, we're going to shoot you. So he opened his shirt up and said, shoot me. I'm not eating this chaza. And they took the gun and a shot rang out and he died on the spot. Rabbi said, what Chil Hashem? What a Chil Hashem? Where is the Kovod Shem Shemayim? We expect for Kodesh Baruch Hu for a couple of days before liberation for a Jew to stand up and be Kodesh Shem Shemayim, that he should survive, that Kodesh Baruch Hu give him schar. Where is that? Re'u, have a look. Not long after that, his grandchild stopped eating chaza, and he said, if my grandfather can die al Kiddush Hashem for not eating chaza, I'm going to stand in line on a Friday afternoon to stop in a boiling heat to have chaza. Where does this Mesiris Nefesh come from? And he looked into his roots, and he looked into yeshivas, and he became a Baal Tshuva, and he's brought back thousands upon thousands upon thousands through his organization of people who have now become Shleim Torah mitzvahs, or keeping Shabbos, keeping kashrus, because of this mysterious nefesh, of this man who a couple of days before liberation decided that he's going to become the Shem Shemaim. Nothing ever gets lost. Re'u, have a look. See. Have a look. Just look into your own lives. The mysterious nefesh over here, it comes out there. Nothing ever gets lost. And we have to appreciate that. And Chalila never, ever, ever get carried away by what we see as a short-sightedness. Reb Chia, the famous Reb Chia. Reb Chia wrote, wants to educate Klal Yisrael, educate children. So he sowed flax. And he made from the flax, he made into nets, and from the nets he trapped animals, from the animals he took the skin, and he made parchment, and he fed the aniyim, and from the parchment he wrote Sifrei Torah, and all these different things, it was all amazing. So, not very efficient. He may mean well, but it's not very efficient. Go to the shop, buy klaf, write Sifrei Torah, teach it to children. Why did he stop sowing the flax? Because he said, if you want something to survive, if you want something to continue, we need the Mesiris Nefesh. And who knows if my Mesiris Nefesh are putting all this work into it is going to make the survival of Klal Yisrael. And he was right. Re'u, see that the initiative that one puts into things, whether it's appreciated, whether it's not appreciated, whether it's noticed, whether it's not noticed, we have to put our initiative into building the macro and the micro, to build the society around us, to build our families, to build the shul. The things needed still in this shul, Rabbi Yisai. I know it's a chaval. I'm not Chalila giving any musa, but there's still things that can be done. Let's use our initiative. How can we finish this place off? How can we finish the mikveh? How can we finish the shul? How can we do this? It's possible. Everything is possible. Believe me. I started off a project, the Baruch Hashem, the last couple of weeks, we finished a 15 million shekel project of the mikveh. And we started off with naysayers, we started off people who are laughing at us, and people who are, people said it's not possible. And Baruch Hashem, it is possible. We managed. Because with a group of people, we had the initiative, and Baruch Hashem, enormous Seata Dishmaya, that we can see a project can go through if all you want is real rotzen to get this through. And Be'ez Hashem, we will get this through. Anything one can do to get it through. But it has to be done with initiative. Hashem gives Siyata Dishmaya. It has to be done with Kasha Tiva Hashem, it's Moshe. To follow instructions, not to use initiative beyond where the norm is, and not to get phased by short-sightedness of not appreciation. It's Re'u, you'll see that all the mysterious nefesh Be'ez Hashem that you put into anything will pay off. Be careful, keep flying. Sure.